Welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Today we're broadcasting live from a bunker somewhere in Newport Beach, trying to avoid all the market calamity that's been going on recently. But we do have a fabulous guest for you. My question, wholesalers, is what are you eating right now? No, I mean right now. What's in your hand? What are you eating, if anything? Do you remember when you first started wholesaling? Do you remember they warned you about the freshman 15 of wholesaling? How many of you gained it? How many of you still have it? I got somebody on the line today that I think we're going to want to talk to. Her name is Michelle May, and she's a doctor. And not only is she a doctor, she wrote a wildly successful book called Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat. And she's been on Discovery Health Channel specials. She has contributed to CNN Health, Fox News Radio, Glamour, Parade, Parent, Self, Time, USA Today, Weekend, U.S. News World Report. I could keep going on and on, but the reality is she had a family practice in Arizona for 14 years, and from there she retired from the family practice thing to really focus on this notion of mindful eating. The bonus of today is we might even be able to get our Zen on because she's a certified yoga instructor, but we're really delighted to welcome Michelle May to Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks, Rob. So glad to be here.
So I got a question. You know, look, you speak to corporate groups all the time, and you know the business world intimately and well. What are we doing wrong with this whole eating thing? And maybe we could chunk it up into a couple of different categories, because, you know, wholesalers are listening to you today. They're probably on their way from point A to point B. They're listening to you podcasting on their iTunes capable device. Maybe they're in the car munching on a burrito from somewhere or a cheeseburger from somewhere. Why don't we start with kind of how to handle the on the go, right? That's in the car at the airport. You know, what are we doing wrong here? Why is it so hard to make good choices?
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head here. Oftentimes we focus on what people are eating. In this case, I would suggest that a lot of it has to do with how we're eating. So sure, we all know about the calories and the fat and the fast food and all of this kind of information. But I think what really matters for people is understanding that your body will store food, fat, energy, calories that it doesn't need. And you will eat so much more if you don't fully enjoy the food. So let's think about this situation. You're driving down the freeway, maybe on the cell phone, food in the mouth. Your brain can only focus fully on one thing at a time. I hope it's the freeway, because I might be driving right next to you at the time. But truth be told, you're distracted. So you may consume that burrito or that burger, never really fully enjoy it, feel full, but not quite satisfied when you're done. So we choose these foods that we think are convenient and they're going to be delicious, yet we don't even really notice them while we eat them. That is where a lot of people get into trouble with these on-the-go meals.
So I want to get some clarity on that, because I follow you, but I want to make sure that what I don't hear you saying, or maybe you are, but I don't think so, what I don't hear you saying is, but the content of the burrito or the cheeseburger is not relevant, because it is, right?
Oh, of course it is. It's absolutely relevant. But what's interesting about this is what you eat is often determined by why you're eating in the first place. We know this is true from a business sense. Our clients purchase things or make deals with us not just based on what we're selling, but why they're buying. Well, this is true for eating as well. If I'm eating something because I just want pleasure, I've had a rough day and I deserve it, then I'm much more likely to reach for something that's sweet or crunchy and salty and bathed in fat. So if we don't understand why we're choosing the foods we're choosing, then we're not going to be able to change the choices that we make. Likewise, if I am purely choosing food based on convenience because I haven't scheduled time for myself to prepare a lunch or pick up something healthy or even stop to eat, then I'm much more likely to choose something that can be consumed with very little effort or attention. So yes, what you eat matters, but understand that what you eat is usually determined by why you're eating in the first place.
So give me some ideas, please, of typical wholesaler client kind of food moments of truth and what kinds of guidance that you might have. In my coaching practice, when I get to goal setting with wholesalers, it's so inevitable that one of the goals that they set for themselves is to get in better shape. And better shape could be, and frequently is, shedding X pounds, you know, wholesalers fill in your X number. For some, it's take the weight loss they've already achieved and now sculpt their body into something that feels better. But it generally starts with the weight loss thing. And I know for certain you are not a weight loss guru, so I don't want to paint you with that brush. But you do have some thoughts about ways for us to eat better, and the byproduct will be feel better, and chances are we might lose a couple of pounds in the process. Is that a fair statement?
I think that is a fair statement. I think when we focus on losing weight versus creating a lifestyle that's sustainable, we experience what I call the eat, repent, repeat cycle. We're good, then we can't stand it anymore, and then we're bad, and we regain the weight, and then we're good again, and we go back and forth through this eat, repent, repeat cycle. So I think for most people, if we focus on making changes that are truly sustainable in the life that we live right now, then we're much more likely to be able to lose weight, get healthy, sculpt that body that we want, and maintain it. So let me give you one very specific example of something that you can do. Now, this is going to sound overly simplistic, but I've worked with thousands and thousands of individuals, and I'll tell you that this one little question can shift your entire relationship with food.
Okay, one question.
So, you are feeling like pulling into the drive-thru, or you're sitting at the table with a client, or you've rushed in late from a long day of work, and you're thinking to yourself, I want to eat fill in the blank. The next question you need to ask yourself is, am I hungry? Am I hungry? So that sounds overly simplistic, and that's what I love about it. But here's really what we're talking about. If you were driving down the freeway and you maybe had a long trip ahead of you and you saw a gas station over off to the right, you might think to yourself, oh, I wonder if I need to get gas. And what would you do next? Of course you'd check your fuel gauge. Well, with food, we don't do that. We think, oh, that looks good, or oh, I want to eat that, or oh, my client is ordering this, I'll order that, and we don't stop to think, where's my fuel gauge? When you know whether your body needs that fuel, it really helps you choose the food, the amount of food, the type of food that will leave you feeling good when you're done. It helps you make your choices much more mindfully versus just acting on autopilot. Does that make sense, Rob?
I got to tell you, until you threw in the fuel gauge thing, I was thinking to myself, man, that is a pretty basic question. I mean, I know when I'm hungry, I know when I'm not hungry, but maybe I don't, because maybe I'm just, like you said, you know, there's the food stop, and I'm going to be there for something else, so I'll just, you know, throw something in my gullet anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that I have never met you in person. We've spoken a number of times. But, you know, I don't know where you are in your health journey. But I will tell you that a lot of the people that I work with who do struggle really don't know whether they're hungry or not. They just assume that wanting to eat is the same thing as needing to eat, or they never give it any thought. So when I meet a person who's never struggled with food or weight, it's often true that they truly do eat when they're hungry and they stop when they're full, and they don't really think about it a lot in between times. Those of us, and I consider myself a recovered yo-yo dieter, those of us who've had any issues or struggles with weight or food oftentimes eat because we're bored, we're stressed, it's convenient, everybody else is eating, I paid for it, it's free. You know, I don't know when I'm going to get another chance. You know, we eat for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with what our fuel needs are. But heavens, if you pulled into every gas station you passed, you'd never get anything done, and you'd waste a lot of time, money, and energy.
That's such a good point. You know, I want to I want to go off the path for just a moment and talk about the article you're going to write. But when we come back, I just want to have you talk about, with the lifestyle that our wholesalers lead and the propensity to perhaps not eat, right? So get up in the morning, probably in the car by 7 or 7:30, maybe earlier, and you know they are just going to blaze right through, maybe have lunch, maybe not have a thing again till dinner time, two meals. You know, what are the health effects? / there aren't any benefits to that. But I do want to say, wholesalers, you know, we're working real hard to make sure that we're bringing you an extraordinary amount of content for I Carry the Bag magazine with experts just like Michelle May. So do us a favor. Head over to iCarryTheBag.com. Grab a copy for yourself, and in doing so, you'll get a copy for your internal wholesaler. And don't forget, it's available on the iPad, and it's available on the Android device. You get on your tablet and your smartphone and all those good places. Plus, you get all the online archives, which means we're coming up on issue number 7. It's like getting 7 copies, all for the price of 1 subscription for the next year. So, iCarryTheBag.com. Michelle, so this whole notion of not eating. So yes, some people, I imagine, get to the not eating place because they think that will effectively help them shed some pounds if that's what they wish to do. Other people just fall on the notion of, well, I just don't have time to eat. Can you talk a bit about that?
I sure can, because I think this really points to two of the underlying messages that are so counterproductive. One is this idea that if I don't eat, I can lose weight or make up for my excesses the night before. What ends up happening, of course, is that initially our body may burn some of the glucose or glycogen or fat that's stored there. But what will happen over a very short period of time is that as our blood sugar begins to drop, we don't think as clearly, we're irritable, we make mistakes, we just don't function very well. And eventually when food shows up, and you know it's going to, then we're feeling out of control and we overeat. So we end up in this vicious cycle of undereating, overeating, undereating, overeating. Now the other piece of this is really setting priorities, and I know that's your expertise in helping people really establish what's important to get done what they need to do. Well, I don't think that healthy eating and physical activity are optional. If you're too busy to exercise and make time for a meal, then you're too busy, because those are the foundation of a productive, healthy, happy, long life. So when we don't take the time to have some breakfast or eat lunch or pick up some fruit at the grocery store, whatever it is that you need to do for your goals, then I think it's not surprising that we're going to find ourselves feeling exhausted, not well, and actually in the long run hurting our business, not helping our business.
Great insight. So wholesalers, I ask you again, what are you eating? What are you eating right now? And for the next meal, do you have a plan to maybe amend that a little bit? Tomorrow, do you have an idea that maybe breakfast is in the cards? Figure out a right way to have 4 or 5 meals, light meals throughout the day to help sustain your energy level, to help you get the fuel that you need to be on top of your game, to be able to serve your clients in the best way possible. If you want to pick up a copy of Michelle's book, Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat, How to Break Your Eat, Repent, Repeat Cycle, go out to the Wholesaler Masterminds radio website, look for the post, and you'll be able to click through and buy that book right on the site. Michelle May, thank you so much for spending time with our audience at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rob. Don't forget, ask, am I hungry?
Am I hungry? And I just had a banana, so I'm good for now. I want you guys to tune in next time for another episode of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. And until then, good wholesaling to you.